Let me talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, I wasn't looking at you.
What were you looking at?
Looking at the breakfast ramen.
Oh, you're looking at your ramen.
I can't wait.
I'm just... We have to eat both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not going to do two shows. In a, like, that's silly.
All right, we'll talk about those coming up here in a little bit. Another episode of the 222 Podcast. He's Robbie. I'm Mike. Hello there, Robert. How was your week? It's a Friday.
It's great. It's a half day for me today.
Yeah? What did you do? What are you doing?
Came here.
Oh.
Put pants on, I came here.
Oh, you put pants on.
Yeah.
Well, let me speak for the room.
Yeah.
As I'm the only one else in the room.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Speaking
of someone not wearing pants.
Yeah.
There is a... Do you follow Bert Kreischer?
No, I do
not. On social media?
I don't know why not. I like him.
I'm going to send you a picture he posted today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On social media. And I just want your initial reaction to this Bert Kreischer picture that he posted on social media. Now, again, this is not anywhere that's off the internet that I'm pulling it from somewhere like it was stolen from his phone.
Okay.
This is a picture that he purposely posted to show that he has lost some weight, been working out hard. Okay?
Okay.
But I think it should have been cropped at a certain spot. Let me just throw that out there.
Oh!
Let me just say that his aqua briefs don't leave very much to the imagination, and they are definitely made of dry wicking material.
I mean,
looks like someone pressed a baby's arm up against the screen door.
I mean, I'm surprised by that.
In what way?
The size.
Impressed or?
Impressed. I mean, just because he's. He looks good there, though. I mean, he's lost some weight.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, usually, you know, I would not say, you know what I mean? I'm a size queen. What can I say?
Well, I've always known that about you.
Yeah. That's why we work well together.
One person knows that's not true. All right.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed, man.
I mean, put some pants on. Right?
I did put pants
on. No, he should put some pants on before he takes that picture.
No, he looks great. I don't think you should ever wear pants.
You're out of your mind. I can't imagine why you'd want that out there, especially if you're a comedian. And that's what I'm thinking. If I did as a radio person, I'm never going to hear the end of it. If he does as a comedian, all of his jackass comedian friends, this is going to be their profile pic for him now.
But you know what, though? He's packing. It's fine. I mean, listen, if I was showing that kind of girth, I would wear...
And by the way, you mean the whole package.
I mean the whole package.
Chest, arms. Yeah,
everything.
Yep.
I was looking that good. Listen, and 20 pounds, that's going to be me.
Yep.
I'm about 20 pounds from that.
You're going to get a pair of aqua briefs?
Yes.
With the sweat wicking material?
Yes.
All right, and you're going to come in here and make, and we'll do that pose right in front of that closet
door
right there.
Yes, and
it
won't be as well put together as that. I mean, upper half probably, but the bottom half, no. But
nope.
I'll get all, I know the hair grows back too because it's still not fully back yet, you know, from the rock gig.
From the rock gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to the movies?
What's that?
Did you go to the movies? That was your pay for your rock gig.
I didn't go. I did not go.
You got time yet?
I still got time.
You got time.
I did not go because we, it's been busy.
Yeah, you've been busy, but good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I hope you had a nice week so far.
It's been fine.
All right. Yeah. You know what? I haven't gotten any like text messages that you're having a bad day or anything.
It's,
so,
you know, it's better than it has been.
Good.
I think the nice thing is I was supposed to travel last week and it was canceled.
I thought you had one coming up sooner than you.
Yeah, it was canceled.
Told me you had one.
It was funny. I was off last Friday and then I came back to work Monday with a message. I was leaving Tuesday morning that it was canceled. So I'm like,
that's not too bad.
No, I'm like,
not
okay.
Too bad.
And it was going to Cleveland. So.
Cleveland. You only want to go to Cleveland when SummerSlam's there.
Oh, yeah. And it we're a little off
that. Yeah. Just a couple months.
But the nice thing is, hopefully, they won't rebook in the summer. So
could you just set that up, huh?
Thinking, you know what I mean? Already paid for the flight.
Hotel room for some of the week?
It's less a gluck.
Yeah, it would be. By the way, if they rebook for that week, that would be the epitome of less a gluck.
It happens.
No, it doesn't.
It happens to me.
Thank you very much for clearing that up. I had a good week as well. We'll get to some things that I did this week. But
and I've never been more jealous of you than I think this was this week. I was a little
jealous. Oh, yeah?
I was very jealous.
Because of
usually I'm like, oh, good for him. And, you know, like, I don't care what you do. And this week I'm like, what a dick. I'm like...
You were a little jealous, were you?
I was.
Well, if something... Bob almost had jury duty.
Oh, good.
And if he would have had federal jury duty, yeah. I would have needed a second.
I would have been there.
You would have gotten the call.
That to me is cool.
Because there wasn't a lot of other contestants at the radio station who were going to be first able to do it.
Yeah.
And secondly, wanted to do it.
Or you would want to spend the day with.
No. That's something you said, not something I said.
Correct.
I will tell you this. All of my coworkers here now at WEEU, lovely.
Oh, that's good.
A delight.
Usually I'm not used to that, so that's why I said, made that comment. Usually you want to kill yourself.
Yeah, you're talking about the people I used to work with.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like Bob.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch. Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The Jerk Store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeAndRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222MR@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another episode of the 222 Podcast. He's Robbie. I'm Mike. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on this Friday. Hope you have a good weekend lined up. I am super excited. Not that I have anything awesome planned this weekend, but I'm excited to not have big plans for the weekend.
Yeah.
Royal season unfortunately came to an early end this year. Don't have to worry about scheduling playoff games. I love going down to Citizens Bank Park, but I don't have another ball game this weekend, which, again, if I came upon tickets, I would be super excited about. But since I don't,
sure,
I'm kind of okay with it. I've been so busy with the Royals and everything else that having a nice, quiet weekend, I think, is going to be just what the doctor ordered.
Sure.
I'm super pumped. Sometimes those are the ones you look forward to more than anything else because you know what they can't do?
What's that?
Or you know what they rarely do? Disappoint.
Yeah.
You can have big plans to go places. Maybe the weather sucks. Maybe the people suck. Maybe the game sucks.
Sure.
And you can be bummed out. A quiet weekend at home almost always delivers.
You would make this weekend better?
Sure.
If the wife and kid had plans.
Right. See, I disagree. Here's what makes it better. The kid has plans.
Oh. All right.
What?
Whatever.
What?
Last night, my wife and oldest had plans.
Okay.
And my youngest was with his mom.
Yeah.
It was great.
What did you do?
I ate Chinese food and watched wrestling.
But what would you have done if they were home?
I would have had clothes on.
But you would have eaten Chinese food.
No, we would have had regular healthy dinner.
But you would have watched wrestling.
No, I was watching old stuff last night.
Oh, so you're watching nerdy stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thursday night, there's no wrestling on.
Oh, not anymore.
Not anymore.
That's your off night?
That's my off night.
So you were still studying on your off night.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a savant.
You got to put the work in. So
yeah.
No, I'm glad. I would get bored. What would I do by myself here all day?
I can think of 1,000 things.
I can't.
1,001.
I can't. I can think of a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
None of it's all that fun.
And you know what I did? I fell asleep after the Chinese food.
I mean,
it was great. It was so great. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad you had a good one. I'm hoping to have a nice weekend as well. Speaking of watching wrestling.
Yeah.
What do you use now for, like, TV? Remind me.
I use Sling.
Sling. So how does Sling work with, like, recording
stuff?
It's
the same thing. They have a DVR.
Okay.
Same, you know.
I am this close to pulling the plug on Hulu.
Try Sling.
Here's why. Hulu will record anything I set it to record every single freaking week.
Yeah.
Occasionally there's a blip. But the one thing that will never record, no matter how many times I delete it and reset it up, is Monday Night Raw.
Really?
Monday Night Raw for the last 3 weeks has just refused to record. I've even turned off the series recording, went on, turned it on manually, checked it at 8:20. It showed up in my DVR, went back on Tuesday, gone. So it's almost like the Hulu is shaming me for watching Raw, and it's deleting it right after it records it. Explain it to me.
I can't. Try
thinking YouTube TV.
Yes, that's what my in-laws have. They love it because he I don't watch sports. If it's on, I'll watch it, but I don't need like the Philly network, you know, and but my father-in-law does. So he has he loves YouTube TV live. TV.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
It's the same price as Hulu.
Yeah. They're very similar. We got the Hulu because we got the Disney and ESPN. We got the package.
Yeah.
So bundle. That's the one thing that is going to keep me from making the change.
Yeah.
Is the bundle, because you do save a couple bucks when you bundle the Hulu and the Disney and the ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Because there is some things on ESPN Plus I like to watch, which I think basically is free when you get that bundle thing.
Yes.
It's like $6 or it's like $2 for whatever it is. But it doesn't matter. It's a great deal. I'm going to end up paying more, though, in order to do that, which it just upsets me. Like, why is it that one program?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have Sling, and now Sling has two packages, but I have the one package because I like to have, you know, I do watch AEW. Most now my shows have come down to like a 15-minute show in 2 hours because it's just horrible.
Yeah.
But I have it for wrestling. Now, the debate is, where am I going to go once I go to Netflix? Because I could, because the rumor is USA is going to have it on Peacock streaming for when it goes, because SmackDown is moving from Fox to USA, and USA is going to be part of Peacock streaming.
So you would get rid of any kind of live TV.
The kids don't watch live TV.
What about like you care about news?
Nope.
Like NBC, CBS,
nope.
ABC,
nope. Because I have Hulu, so anything that comes on those networks I can watch later. I have the bundle. You know, the Disney Plus bundle that comes with Verizon.
Yeah, and if you're not a live sports person.
I'm not a live sports person. So, I mean, really, and here's the thing, like, you can even watch, like, I could watch 69 News as a free app. You know, I could watch their stuff, you know. I mean, yeah, my news, I like to read it. Like, I'll go to, like, Yahoo News and or, like, you know, whatever, and I can read. I like to read. I'm weird like that. But I'd rather just, because to me, like.
Such a scholar.
I don't like to.
Robbie Lessig, your wrestling gig would be the academic.
There you go.
Yes.
I can't watch news networks because it's just.
I'm not talking news networks. I'm talking local news.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it.
All right.
But anyway, I would like, I mean, I think I might just get rid of it because the kids have.
It's wild to me.
My kids.
I couldn't do it. I could not pull the trigger. Forget about the kids. Screw the kids.
Yeah.
I personally could not pull the trigger.
Really?
I could not go without watching ESPN. You can't watch live ESPN on ESPN Plus. I could not go without watching NBC Sportsnet and having my Phillies and Sixers and the Eagles on NFL Sundays and Monday Night Football. And all of that will be out of your life.
Yeah. I don't care.
All live sports is gone.
I say it's been years since the last time I watched anything on ESPN.
NFL. You don't watch the NFL on a Sunday?
No, because
college football on a Saturday?
Mm-mm.
No. Golf?
No. I can't look. Peacock has golf now.
It does.
I mean, if there's something I want to watch, I can find it. I'm fine with it.
You will have trouble finding live sports
without
paying.
The only
something.
Thing I would probably get it was the NFL package.
Now,
the Red Zone.
Yeah, that's on YouTube TV now.
Yeah.
So you have to but in order to do that,
yeah, I know you can't just
you'd
buy
have
that.
To purchase YouTube TV. So now you're gonna have the channels. Why even upgrade to the league pass unless you really want to watch one team every week?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, but I think I could live without it.
So you think you could go without it? That is a experiment I'd like to keep me updated.
I think I'd be fine with it.
All right. Well, if you decide to do it, I will not be.
Nope, that's fine.
I can't.
I mean, and I don't even spend that. I mean, right now, Sling is only $35.
Yeah. Well, the Hulu, great. We are paying less now than we pay with cable, so that is not an issue.
Yeah.
We are pretty happy with the price of stuff. Obviously, we'd like to pay less, but.
And now I'm paying $45 for internet. Oh, love it.
Why do you pay $45?
Because I have Verizon internet now.
Ah, does it work well?
Oh, it's great. And I game and download, so it's, I mean, it's flawless.
I mean, all that porn?
Oh, well, yeah, that's the main, because I mean, game and porning simultaneously.
Yes, well, sometimes, you know, on the same screen.
Yeah.
Some games, you know what I mean, have secret scenes.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, so that's my big complaint.
Did we even
with
do
Hulu.
Did we open?
Yeah, we did the show open.
Okay,
yeah.
I wasn't
we
sure.
Started the show. It's, we did it, and then I met your thing, and then I said the stuff about Hulu, and now I'm going to talk about something else.
Yeah. That's how it works.
The thing that you are jealous about is the thing that is next on the agenda, and I think this is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the fact that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We got to speak with someone about the U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
That's exactly
that
it.
It was two Wednesdays ago. Yeah. Wednesday, Bob and I had the opportunity to go to Dorney Park.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened a brand new roller coaster, the first, and I've seen both names for this, either dive or drop, whatever they want to call it. It's the Northeast's first dive coaster
mm-hmm.
or drop coaster, whatever term you prefer. And what that means is it doesn't go 90 degrees down, it goes 95 degrees down. So when you drop, you then go back away from where you were. So when you drop, the idea is that it feels like the car is pulling away from you and you get a very free fall experience for at least a split second.
Sure.
So that's the whole idea of that coaster. It's called the Iron Menace. They had a press media event on Wednesday, and it started at like 5 a.m. Yeah, because they were inviting all the local channels and TV, radio, everybody come out. You could come out, get interviews, broadcast live, blah, blah, blah. We decided to not do that because then that would have cost us a board op. And I didn't feel like there was going to be a lot to gain from going that early and staying there then for the full day. Because that is a long day and not a lot is getting done if that's the case. So we decided, you know what? The rides don't start and the preview and the event outside doesn't start until like 10:30, 11 o'clock. We can get there. That's no problem.
Yeah,
45 minutes.
Sure.
So we finished the show, did everything we needed to do, hopped in the car, got to Dorney Park right at about 10:45, just as they were starting to fire up the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
We walked in and they placed a check-in. They had a working press, gave you a lanyard with like a media thing on it that said, you know, this is the media event. This is your pass to get in. But it had a black lanyard on it. And we start walking through, and there's all these signs directing you to the Iron Menace, and there's smoke machines you walk down the little pathway to get to the Iron Menace. And then you get there, and you see this roller coaster, and it's really something else. It's orange. It's not very long.
Sure.
But it's a lot of fun.
And even, like, the queue line looked really cool. Like,
yeah.
They really themed it
much
well.
Much like Disney and Universal Studios, nobody just builds a roller coaster with a pavilion for you to line up under anymore.
Yeah.
There's always a theme, and there's always a story that's being told while you walk through the queue.
And it makes the wait easier.
It does. It gives you something to do while you're in the wait. Disney's taking it now to, like, doing little shows with you prior to you getting on the ride, like the Star Wars one where you bust out through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, the stuff that they do now to kind of make your wait more tolerable while you're waiting to get on a ride. I didn't get to see any of that, and I'll tell you why. Because there was a pretty decent line we got there, and we're like, yeah, that's what probably we expected. You know, we got here late, and we figured we have to wait for a little bit. But it is what it is. Free day. Let's see how long it takes. So we got in line, and as soon as we got in line, the one thing we did notice as we were walking up to the roller coaster, they had almost as many employees there as they had, like, media and VIPs and season ticket holders.
Oh, okay.
And I don't mean that they didn't have a lot of media and VIPs and season ticket holders. They did. There was a huge crowd there. They just had a ton of employees there.
Sure.
And I'm guessing they were using this as a training day. And
it
was all hands on deck. So there was employees everywhere you looked.
Mm-hmm.
So we were standing there for literally a second, and someone came up to us and went, oh, you guys don't have to wait. You can go through the fast lane.
Oh.
Now, the important thing is we didn't ask why.
Oh, no, you don't ask why.
No, you just do, right?
Sure.
So we had no idea what was going on, but we just walked up past, I would say, a couple hundred people, walked right up the stairs, right back around, and was the first in line to get put in for the next ride.
Wow.
So we were standing there, and we're waiting because they're loading cars up, and there was not technical difficulties, but I think just training difficulties.
Sure, sure.
And it's just about when you can close the things. They were just trying to get their timing down.
Yeah.
Because, like, on the after we got off, the thing started really going.
Sure.
Like, they were pumping people through then.
Yeah.
It was slow in the beginning.
Yeah, new people.
Yeah,
training.
New ride.
Yeah, sure.
This is the first day. I mean, nothing was unsafe. They were just getting all the
timing,
kinks out.
Yeah.
So they get the first ride going. The second car is loaded up, and we get put out towards the third car. And the attendant goes, you guys can go right to the front row.
Ooh.
So we sat in the front row of the coaster.
Nice.
Now, one of the things that sold me on going to this event wasn't just to ride a roller coaster, was that Dorney Park was going to provide footage of us riding the roller coaster.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there was going to be stuff about it when you got there. They were going to talk about it. Because we were late, I guess we missed a meeting.
Oh.
Because we are now in the front row, and we are strapped in. And there's TV cameras there recording the reporters and the staff that are going on the rides, and there's just TV cameras there covering the whole thing, getting B-roll.
Yeah.
So there's people videoing what is happening.
Uh-huh.
And as we're sitting there, strapped in, an employee comes over and puts a GoPro for the second row.
Oh, no.
If you wanted to have GoPro footage shot, you had to tell them when you got on.
Oh, no.
And you had to be in the second row because that's where the harness was, because there's nothing in front of the first row.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
There's nowhere to put it.
Sure.
So I had a split second choice to make. Do I just sit here and just go, well, we screwed that up. Live and learn. Next time we know. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or do I raise my hand and go, excuse me, excuse me, we want video.
Yeah, yeah.
In front of TV cameras, so the nightly news out of Allentown is, local radio idiot throws throws temper tantrum to get out of first row on roller coaster.
It's the longest, the shortest return ever.
Yeah, it's
you're gone.
So I decided we're just going to eat this one.
Yeah.
So we sat there and just right in the first row. So unfortunately,
we do
not have any footage.
Could you have rode again?
I don't know. We didn't.
See, I would have just rode again.
We probably should. I felt guilty doing that.
Nah.
Because there's a line of people.
No.
You just would have walked right in.
Right
again.
In and say, hey, we want to get footage.
Yeah.
But I didn't want, you know, I would have done
that. I don't think Bob was going to go a second time.
No.
Just to kind of.
Really?
Just to kind of set the scene. So we're in the front row. And the gates open. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job. Like, it's very high tech. The floor falls out from under you. So your feet are dangling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the technology in roller coasters, which has always been amazing just because it's mostly gravity and momentum.
Yeah.
You know, they drag you to the top and then the rest is just whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's always kind of fascinated me just to be able to think of design something like that, do the math, and then build it. To me, it's just remarkable. And now with all the technology that's added, so the floor drops down, and then it's very much themed like an old mine. You know, the gate drops open. It looks like an old gate for like a elevator shaft in a mining tube or elevator thing. So it starts going up. And the one positive thing I will say right away about the Iron Menace is my least favorite part of a roller coaster is the slow ride to the top.
Yeah.
The one that goes click, click, click. Yeah. Click, and it takes forever.
I love that. That's anticipation.
I hate that. I love the the other Steel Force, the other coaster there, but it's like a 700-foot drop, and it takes you up slow. It takes it feels like it takes some time to get to the top of that hill, and I can't handle it.
Yeah.
That's the worst part for me. Once it gets to the top and starts going, I'm fine.
It's
just the thinking about it and watching ourselves going up that drives me up the wall. This one does not mess around.
Yeah.
It goes right up the hill.
Wow.
Like, it's not fast, but it moves, so you don't really have time to think about it, and it's not nearly as tall as the Steel Force. You get up there pretty quick, and then there's a little plateau, and then it goes to the edge. And now we're in the front row, so I'm psyching myself up. I'm like, let's do it! Let's go! Right?
Because
this thing, you get to the edge, and you can't see the track anymore because it goes down behind you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, keep in mind, this is after I've been standing there watching them mess with the harnesses and put the shoulder braces up and down. And by the way, they had to put our shoulder brace up and then down and then back up again.
Okay.
And then down again. So, you know, there's the possibility.
Yeah.
There could be an issue.
Sure.
It gets to the top. And again, we weren't there early, so we missed the whole ceremony and people talking about the coaster.
Yeah.
We get to the top and it stops. And I thought, this effort just broke.
Yeah.
We are now going to be stranded up here. And there's no, like, wait, like, there's nothing under me.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go, and the things, and I'm in the front row, so I'm leaning over the edge.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, unless they can back this bad boy up.
Yeah, there's no way to
get. This is where I am for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to marry a bird.
Yeah, yeah.
And have baby birds, and I'll just sit here on the eggs.
Yeah. Because
I'll have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So.
You go there now.
Turns out, there's a 3-second wait.
Yeah.
As part of the ride.
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that the 3 seconds felt like a minute and a half,
sure,
it certainly did.
That's the point, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it lets go.
Yeah.
And down you go. And that drop is wild. And I've been on a dive drop coaster before. I believe Velocicoaster is one of those.
Yeah.
And it's an unreal sensation. This one, because Velocicoaster, I told you this, it weirded me out when I sat down, only lap bar. There's no shoulder harness
yeah.
in the Velocicoaster. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they get away with that, but there it is. This one has the shoulder harness, and it's got the hard harness that you know in most coasters.
Yeah.
But underneath, and I noticed this when we were just sitting there, it's got like an elastic band. So that is what's pushing down on you. But it's got some give. Like you can wiggle.
Sure.
And I couldn't even reach. Like if you're a little bigger boned,
yeah.
I couldn't even reach the hard shell just when I was strapped in.
Because that makes it gives you that.
So
that
when
movement.
You fall, you give a little, and then the car pulls away from you because it's going back.
That's
and
brilliant.
You keep going. So it really gives you the sensation of free fall.
Yeah.
Really does. And I've not asked anybody. I think it's because of those straps.
Sure. Because you're just, it's
it
almost
gives
like,
you a little bit of movement.
Yeah.
It's like
enough.
When you're on a virtual reality ride in when you got the big screen
yeah.
and it feels like you just moved 8 feet and they only moved you like a couple inches.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just that little bit
yeah.
feels like so much. And the free fall is pretty cool. And then you go right up into a big loop and it's just fast enough to get over that loop because it feels like it's going to stop at the top, but it's not. And you're not going that slow. It just, you can feel the momentum slowing.
Sure.
And then boom, and then it is gone. It's got some great tumbles, another couple loops.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It's over in like 50 seconds.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, really great, and it's going to be uber popular.
Sure.
Up there at Dorney Park.
Yeah. I haven't been to Dorney Park in forever.
I haven't either. That's the first time I've been up there in, I would say, 10 years.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it could be that for me, too.
I think Lena was little last time we went to Dorney Park.
I just don't like it.
It's fine. I don't go to many amusement parks other than when we go to, like, Disney Universal. And then, like, once a year we go to Knoebels.
My thing is, I like Knoebels. Knoebels is a different animal.
Yes.
But, I mean, my thing is when you go to Disney and Universal, it ruins, like, the Six Flags and Dorney and Hershey for me because it's not the same.
Well, and the ticket prices have gone up so much that.
Yeah.
Although I do like Wild World Kingdom.
Oh, okay. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. I mean, the water park is fun. I like Wild World Kingdom.
I'll tell you, now that we went up to New York and stuff,
yeah,
that's so much better.
Yeah?
So much better.
This is pretty close, though. We were there in like 45 minutes.
True.
That's very nice.
Yeah, we went to New York's 2 hours. Not horrible.
It's like an hour 15 minutes longer.
Yeah, but it's not horrible. Not a horrible drive.
So that was my Wednesday. Is that what you were
yes,
talking
about?
Yes, that's
what I was jealous of.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the first time ever thing. A little tingly.
Yeah? A little tingly?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could give you a tingle.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sorry it was in the negative route, but it was a fun time.
No, that's very cool.
Yeah, and then afterwards, they have a brand new, because they're going with like the old steel haunted nonsense.
Sure.
There's a new haunted house.
Oh,
that's
going to
be open like year round, and it's not a ride through. It's a walk through haunted house. They're going to have actors in there, and
oh,
it's got all the animatronics. We got to walk through it. There's no actors in it,
yeah.
But we got to see all the animatronics and all the things that jump out, and all the different lights and sounds.
Oh, that's neat.
And so we got the whole experience minus the actors.
That's very cool,
and it is very, very cool.
Yeah, I love that kind of thing.
Yeah, I hate horror movies. But I love a good haunted house. And Julie won't go in them with me.
Oh,
we went to Field of Screams at one time.
Great.
We had a great time.
Oh, my God. So much fun.
We got to do that again.
Yeah, that's a great time.
That's something we're going to have to do this fall.
Yeah, we have to do that.
It's a good reason to go to Dorney, hit Iron Menace.
Yeah, and then that's
and do a haunted house.
That's the last time I've been there was their Field of Screams. Not Field, whatever their screen.
Whatever they're haunted.
Yeah, haunted. Yeah. That was actually fun because they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun.
I've not yet. I have not gone in quite some time, but
time.
Yeah, it was good to just see it and walk through, and
yeah.
Looks like it's changed a bit. I didn't really recognize it, so
yeah.
But it was good to be there, and again, fun ride, highly recommend it. Then they had all kinds of food, Robbie.
Oh, nice.
That we could try different stuff they're going to serve in the park. They had, get this, deep-fried shrimp that was coated in funnel cake batter. Funnel cake shrimp.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
That sounds delicious.
Brisket sandwiches.
Oh, wow. All on the house?
Yes.
Wow.
All in the house. Funny you asked that. My dad calls me Wednesday night. So you went to that roller coaster thing? I went, yeah. And we went up there and we rode it.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay for that? No, Dad. It was a press event. Do you think I left work?
Yeah.
To pay to go to an amusement park?
Yeah. That's funny.
Did you pay for that? What'd that cost you? But yeah, so there was, I was also, brisket sandwiches,
nice.
Roast pork sandwiches.
Wow.
Some other food. There's all kinds of different foods to try and different stuff they were serving in the park that was on the nicer side.
Sure.
And then there was a dessert table that had cookies that said Iron Menace on it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And deep fried, and again, funnel cake batter.
Yeah.
Tasty cake crimpets.
Whoa.
Robbie, I am not someone who is into, I mean, I like a crimpin on occasion.
Sure.
I'm not a deep fried Oreo guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Pretty
now
amazing.
I'm even more jealous, stupid yeah. McCool.
And then we got to meet the CEO of Funk Brewing up in the Lehigh Valley. They made the official beer of Iron Menace.
I saw that.
Iron Menace Lager. Very tasty. And it was nice to meet them because they were scheduled to come on the show yesterday, and they came in, Chris and Scott, Scott the head brewer, and we had a great conversation, great beers, and we're actually going to get to try one of the Funk beers that they brought in for the show coming up here during our
nice.
Drinks and snacks
Very
segment.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was a fun day all around. The only bummer was we did not get the footage of
yeah.
Bob and I. Here's the thing. I believe, though, that it would have been a disappointment because I'm not a screamer.
Oh, I'm a screamer.
On the roller coaster. So,
and I laugh a lot, too.
Yeah. I do that. I laugh. Yeah. I do that, and I just kind of, I'm quietly watching everything.
Yeah,
like, I
yeah.
just take it all in.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of times I just looked at Bob. That would have been the entire, because I wanted to see, because first of all, he told me that he was waiting to get home that night, and his girlfriend would say, did you ruin that roller coaster today? Did you actually ride that? So I was like, does she think he can't handle it?
Oh.
I didn't want to kill Bob.
Yeah.
Like, on a roller coaster.
Sure.
That seemed like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing was, he came home that night. She did forget he was riding the roller coaster and apparently said to him, what are you dressed so casually for? Now, Bob casual are still like a Docker or a slack, right? And he wore a Reading Phillies sweatshirt. That's casual Bob. Meanwhile,
you're in sweatpants.
He dressed down to go to the amusement park. That's what he did. That's what he said. He goes, I thought I dressed down to go. So he dressed down.
Yeah.
I dressed up. A nice pair of jeans
yeah.
and my formal sweatshirt.
Oh.
Like one that doesn't have any logos on it.
Sure, sure.
It was just a nice, like, you know, stylish sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That was me dressing up. So it's just funny that casual Bob and dressed up me
yeah.
are almost identical.
Yeah, that
he's going to argue that he's more dressed up because of the slacks, but I say my formal sweatshirt trumps his slacks and my nice jeans kind of level everything out.
This is why I don't go anywhere in public with you. And I can't go anywhere in public with Bob.
This is why. Yeah, there's Bob's. It's so far. You're in between Bob and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a general basis.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no. Yeah.
My jeans were very nice, though.
You both need severe fashion help.
Look, I can dress nice if I want to. I just don't care.
Well, you in dress clothes, though, don't look right.
I know. You know why? Because
yeah.
I don't like to wear
no,
them.
No, it's not even that. It's something about your body and like a button down don't look right.
I used to only wear button-down shirts.
It don't look right.
Only wear button-down shirts.
I know. That's probably why you had no sex life.
And I bet you would have. I bet back then it looked right. Just now, what do you always see me in?
It's just this.
Exactly.
Just a lot of baggy sweat clothing.
That's right. Thank you very much. And shorts a lot.
Yeah.
And jeans on occasion. Right? So.
You know what my grandmother taught me? God bless her soul. And yep. she had a lot of great, and she was hilarious, but she's. I can't believe I'm saying this on the air. But she would always tell me, always leave the house like you're going to impress someone to have sex with you. My grandmother taught me that.
By the way, I've realized doesn't matter what I'm wearing.
That's true.
Everyone's.
You can't get past the personality.
Everyone's equally unimpressed.
Isn't that great advice, though? I still live that way.
Yeah. I don't think it matters. In the grand scheme of things.
She would always say, too, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody new. And this is grandma.
It's nice to know that.
This is mom.
It's nice to know that you get it somewhere.
That's where I get a lot of this
I know.
From. It's just.
It's hereditary.
It is.
We shouldn't even really blame you.
No, it's her fault. It's not my upbringing.
No. Oh, and then they got this little goodie bag on the way out.
Oh, what'd you get in the goodie bag?
First of all, there was a mouse pad in there.
Oh.
An Iron Menace mouse pad.
Okay.
I guess I'll take it to work. There was a nice coaster I do want to bring down here.
Okay.
There was a pen, tablet.
Neat.
And I didn't tell you this. I also have the lanyard. We found out why we went to the front.
Yeah.
Anybody who has media had a black lanyard. And then the other ones who were like VIPs
yeah.
or season ticket holders, they had like a maroonish lanyard.
Oh, so media.
Yes, that's why they came up to us right away and picked us out.
So they see the lanyard
yes.
color. That makes
they
sense.
They knew to look for that, and we missed all the meetings.
Yeah.
So we literally, when we got there, had no idea what was happening.
Well, you didn't miss the show.
Yeah, we were working.
You were working.
What do you want from us? What do you, we were working media.
You were.
The rest of them there, not working.
No.
Not working.
No.
No. All right. One more quick thing here before we get to our drinks and our snacks. Actually, maybe a couple real quick. First, you are my airline expert.
Yes.
So Wallet Hub, and they're usually pretty good at this. They put together their list of the top overall airlines for 2024, and they take all kinds of different metrics into account. There's 13 of them: cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment, legroom, all that stuff. So this is probably, with all the information, the best you can do.
Sure.
All right. So number 10, Southwest Airlines. Mm-hmm. That, you know, here's my thing with Southwest. You know what you're getting.
It's
from
no
Southwest.
Frills. Yes. They're just getting you there.
Yes, it's an air Greyhound.
Yes.
Number 9, Frontier.
Never been on them.
No, I think we flew them once. It was nondescript. American Airlines comes in 8th, probably a little bit lower than you'd expect.
That's who I do go through now.
Well, they're number 8.
Hmm.
You've dropped down.
I have.
Number 7 is Hawaiian Airlines.
Okay.
Number 6 is JetBlue.
Hmm.
Number 5 is United.
Okay.
Number 4, Delta.
Wow. I thought they would be 1.
Well, they are number 4. They did win for most reliable.
Yes.
And also they are tied with JetBlue for most comfortable.
I'm surprised entertainment is not there, because they have the nice screen.
Maybe it can only go so far.
Maybe.
The top 3 surprised me.
Okay.
I will tell you, number 2 is SkyWest Airlines.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. The other ones are going to get your attention.
Yeah.
Number 3, Spirit Airlines.
There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell.
You know what? I think Spirit Airlines might have a reputation from years past. I think they may have gotten better.
I heard
this is the second time I've seen them on a top 10 list in the top 4.
I'm shocked by that, because that is the pits.
It's the butt of airline jokes.
Yeah.
Is Spirit.
You see all the fights happen and stuff, and people are so ornery.
They are the safest airlines, according to this survey.
Yes, I'd rather have comfort than safety.
Number one for 2024. If I were Wallet Hub, this is the reason I wouldn't be able to put this list out.
Yeah.
Alaska Airlines is number 1. They just had a door.
Yeah.
Fly off an airplane.
I was going to say, wasn't that Alaska?
Yes.
For safety?
No, they're just overall.
Yeah, but
overall.
But that should be.
Safety should be a much bigger metric.
That someone who's got sucked out of the airline should really get them off the list. Now, they should be disqualified.
If I'm going to play devil's advocate from your opinion, which, by the way, I agree with.
Yeah.
Just taking the other side
sure,
of the argument.
Sure,
for it's devil. Okay. But think how good it must be to offset that.
That's true. I mean,
think how good every other plane must be.
You must get like foot massages.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Everything.
Yeah.
Here's what it could be.
Filet mignon.
I wonder if they don't even take that into account, because I think everyone has kind of agreed that's a Boeing issue.
Sure.
And not an Alaska Airlines issue, but still, their name was on the plane.
But their people still inspect the plane.
And they're the ones who sold the ticket.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah. I mean, Boeing, yeah, probably, but they're
still shocked me. Shocked me that Spirit was 3, Alaska Airlines number
also,
1.
Also, I mean, is that really fair too? Because like, you're only going to Alaska. You know what I mean?
I think
like,
they do more than that.
Do they?
I think they do.
Okay.
I don't know, but I think
because you
know
what I mean. Like, it's like you're not flying that many places, so you're going.
We'd have to look, but I think they probably outgrew the Alaska only destination.
Well, then they need to change the name.
All right, couple quick things here. I just want to talk about Jason Kelce, because, you know, he's entertaining. And he was on his New Heights podcast with his brother Travis, and I guess they've been doing these live shows all around the country, and they did one that was sold out and must have been huge because it's their alma mater at the University of Cincinnati.
Mm.
And they had a event during that called the Lum Baby Games, all right? And it had a bunch of zany events, including an event that had a pool of chili. So what the idea was, you had contestants for this game that was including a pool of chili. And what Jason did was he put in a bunch of replica Super Bowl rings of his 2018 Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Because the joke is he always loses his Super Bowl ring. Apparently not really a joke. Really happens in real life.
Oh, geez.
And they talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know how you lose that thing. It's
the huge
size of a plum.
Yeah.
And it's usually stored in a box or on your hand. But you know what? When you're Jason Kelce and, you know, you don't care, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Or it doesn't mean as much as it would mean. Like, he won the Super. You can't take that away from him. The
sure.
ring's just a symbol.
Yeah.
It's just most guys normally are very attached
sure.
to their championship ring. Some guys, if you meet them, will just give it to you. and they'll let you like wear it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's happened to me a handful of times. It's crazy. Championship rings, not necessarily Super Bowl or World Series.
Sure.
I did hold one Super Bowl ring, and I've held one NLCS championship ring.
Yeah.
And it's just, you feel like you're holding $1 million.
Sure, yeah.
So the joke is he loses his ring all the time, so they're going to put these replicas in there. And because Jason's Jason, at the last minute, he decided to put the real one in there, too. So they hold the event. Everyone starts digging through the chili. They start finding the socks with the rings with the socks in them.
Yeah.
Excuse me, the socks with the rings in them.
Yeah.
And they find all of them that they can find, and none of them are Jason's actual Super Bowl ring. So the working theory is that while all the chaos was happening, somehow, not to get stolen, they don't think that. They think it got accidentally knocked out of the pool, like when people were digging through and like was in a pile of something and got thrown away. They left it sit. They dug through it the next day. They strained it. No Super Bowl ring in there. And now everything from that event, everything.
Is gone.
Is gone. It's in a... it's gone in the dumpster. So here is what he said. But yes, the Super Bowl ring is officially gone. We've already put the insurance claim in, which I think the insurance company might have some things to say about whether they're going to do that. He said the only thing that he can explain it is that it was kicked out and then thrown away, saying someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area in a landfill is where my Super Bowl ring now lives.
Wow.
So that's the first Jason Kelce story.
Oh, there's another one?
There's another one. That's a wild story, though, right?
That's crazy.
Wild. And here's the second one. This is a real quick one. Something came up on the show. I don't know how it came up on the show. I got to start. I honestly don't listen to this show.
Yeah, I need to start
listening. Yeah. It seems really entertaining. Every clip I see, I love.
Yeah.
Did you know that Jason Kelce has something in common with Cosmo Kramer?
I know.
Would you like to know what?
Sure, I would.
I'll just say this. They're both out there, and they're loving every minute of it.
Oh.
Jason Kelce
no panties.
Does not wear underwear. He said, I do not wear underwear, and I don't wear underwear based on comfort. The reason I don't wear underwear is because I find it unnecessary and problematic to the freedom that my boys like to enjoy. I don't think that's going to change. He says the only exception to his rule is when he works out. Then you need, I guess, a more stable environment.
I agree. I hate underwear.
Just please tell me you have underwear on right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know.
It's weird to me that you got to feel.
Sometimes I don't.
It's weird to me that you got to feel.
Sometimes I don't.
All right, let's go ahead and get our drinks and our snacks. I know you have to go up and make some hot water, so here's what we're going to do. He has to make hot water. I just got to go make water, so we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a split second. You won't even know we're gone. Mm-hmm. See, you didn't even have time to miss us. We're back already.
So quick.
Oh, man, Robbie. This place smells terrible. So
oh, I can't wait.
What you want to just... What? How do you want to do this?
I don't know.
Let's just do yours while they're hot.
Let's do this. So right.
Can we start on one end of a noodle?
We should Lady and Tramp it, of course. But the cup of noodles, I love cup of noodles. It's my favorite.
Which is which?
What do you mean?
Who's the lady? Well, we know.
Well, I mean, I would say I'm the tramp.
Yeah, I'm the lady.
Yeah.
Unless my name goes first.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's in my contract.
In the contract. Cup of Noodles came out with a long time ago, the breakfast.
You know, people have that in their contracts.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, radio shows, they will have it in their contracts. Yes, that their name has to be first. Swear to God, I've seen it. Now, I don't have a contract, and I don't care. But that's in radio stars' contracts, yes.
What ego?
You have no idea.
And that's coming from the ego guy.
Right. Trust me, that's why I can't speak to a lot of people.
So
my industry,
Cup of Noodles came out with these breakfast ramen, which we thought was ridiculous and fake, but they're not.
No, I didn't think they were fake. I thought they were ridiculous.
I thought it was fake, but this one is maple syrup pancake, sausage, and eggs.
Okay.
The other, the new one.
Can we please try this one first?
The everything bagel.
Yeah, because I want to get that flavor in and out of my mouth as quickly as humanly possible.
I am so excited for this. I love everything bagel. This is a creamy one because it has like cream cheese. Let me mix this up here for you.
There's nothing about that I like.
Oh, it's so you don't like cream cheese?
No.
You are a weird man. You are a sorry individual. I'm just giving you a little bit on a plate here.
All right. I don't need, that's not enough. I don't need a pill. I'm good.
No, I wouldn't say you need a pill. Anyway, I'm going right in.
He even brought chopsticks.
You have to eat ramen with chopsticks.
It's ramen. You're eating it out of a foam bowl from the microwave. You for sure don't have to use chopsticks.
Oh.
That, by the way, that might be the worst sound that has ever been put into a microphone. No, not that. This. No, this. Go ahead. This. No. Yeah, that. That sounds like the noise Godzilla makes when he's sucking. I don't want to eat this. What is nobody even tell you what everything bagel is?
Everything bagel seasoning.
Yeah, but what is it?
What the seasoning is?
What is it?
It's sesame seed, it's garlic, it's onion, it's poppy seeds.
None of that belongs in ramen.
Yes, it does. It's great. I love it.
I don't get everything bagel. I don't get the appeal. It's too much.
It's great.
It's not.
It's really good.
Here. You can have that. By the way, this isn't for him. This is for all of you. This is for the 12 of you listening. You should send me an edible arrangement that this wasn't on video. That you people didn't have to witness what I just witnessed.
Yeah.
It was animalistic. Mm-hmm. It was guttural. It was instinctual.
I'd do it again.
I handed him, I would say, a blob of ramen on a plate, and he just went in and just face first, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I actually think this one has potential.
This actually has eggs and sausage in it.
Yes, and that's I love great. Eggs and sausage.
So I'm trying to get you a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, I'm trying to get some of the sausage.
Yeah. Would you like to use my fork?
Yeah, I'm going to use your fork.
Since I get all your slobber off of, by the way, and who's, I gotta stop saying by the way, but you're freaking me out because I'm eating off basically your chopsticks, yeah, and all you've done is slobber on
there's
them.
There's no drool on there. Okay, some egg. This smells great.
That's probably enough.
This smells fantastic.
All right. I don't need all the plates.
No. Oh, yeah. Because I don't need any because I'm going right for the cup.
I know, but just in general.
Here we go.
You're my plate boy. How was your pudding, by the way?
Oh, not good.
Well, you got the cheap name off-brand pudding.
It was all bad.
I'm going to get you good pudding.
Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it have syrup on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maple.
Yeah, thank you.
You asked.
Did not.
You haven't said syrup. I'm giving you just what kind of syrup?
Yeah, it's fine just without the syrup. Please hold. You're just gonna eat while you wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for all of you people who might have not with it. Hey, hold up.
Satisfying.
I'm not even gonna post that. That's just for me. All right, let's get to your drink here.
All right, so
the breakfast mix or the breakfast one better than the everything bagel.
The saw this on TikTok. Rum shotta, great beverage. The creamed rum actually came out coconut cream, and they're saying Dr. Pepper and this great drink.
Okay,
now you don't like
coconut.
No. So who's your daddy? Looking out for you. I just brought regular rum shotta.
All right. Thank you.
And that way you could try this, but not have...
Not hate it.
Not hate it.
All right. What's the ratio?
Well, I don't know. Shot. I'm just good. I'm putting a small... I'm putting a...
All right.
The whole
bottle?
The whole little...
The airplane bottle?
They didn't have the big ones because it's so popular. It was out of stock. So I just bought a small little guy. A little snip.
Yep.
Little nip.
Little nip.
Little nip.
Little nip nip.
Mm-hmm. Diet Dr. Pepper, of course.
Now, are you a Diet Dr. Pepper or a Dr. Pepper Zero guy?
I like Dr. Pepper Zero,
as
but
do
this
I.
is all I had.
Okay.
And
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Still good.
Yes, still good.
Actually, I think the cream soda or the vanilla one would have been good with this.
I agree.
But
I agree.
We didn't have that, and I had already stopped at the liquor store, and it was a lot going on. Ooh, settle down. Settle down. There we go. All right. Mix these up.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of head.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, this one has less head. I'm gonna... Oh, damn it.
All right. We gotta teach you how to pour.
Yeah, I know. I poured.
You're very excited.
I'm very excited.
It's a very excited pour. Have you tried this?
Now? Or before?
Never mind.
No, I haven't tried this.
Is it possible that you put in too much rum chata?
I don't think so. They did a shot. I mean, that's basically a shot.
I'm talking for me.
Oh, for you? No, I did about a shot.
Okay.
I mean, it was the same.
I would like more soda.
It covered about this.
Okay. I would like more soda. I think it
the
needs...
only thing I don't like is that foam is weird. It's almost like a cream soda.
Almost like a, or a float.
A float, that's what I meant. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not a float guy, so maybe I should have realized this. It's fine. I just don't know if it's better than having like a rum and coke.
See, I want more rum shotta.
Yeah, it needs some. It needs more something. What's going on with you? Seriously, you're like a toddler. Everything I've handed to you, you've put in your mouth.
Par for the course. I don't like this.
Are you scooping out the?
Yeah, I don't like it.
That, by the way, that is the most unappetizing thing I have ever seen.
Yeah, it's gross. That's why I don't like it.
All right, let's move on to something that is edible. Let's go ahead. We had the dirt cake Oreos last week.
Yes, they were great.
Yes, they were very good.
Love it.
These are the churro flavored Oreos.
Oh, okay.
Are you a churro guy?
Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's fine. You know what's really great churros is Sam's Club.
Yeah?
They're like a dollar.
These are fried dough-flavored cookie churro-flavored cream. So the cookie is fried dough, and the cream is the churro. Cheers.
Oh, it smells great.
It does smell great. I love a good cinnamon smell. Now, the key is not over-cinnamoning.
That's good.
You got to walk a fine line with cinnamon.
Not over-cinnamoning. Nope.
That's a hard word to say.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Mmm. Yeah.
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 They're great.
Very good. I like them.
I'm a fan.
All right. Hand me my beer.
Yeah.
This is from the good folks at Funk. This is their Funk Locale. So this is their light beer. All right. And this is an IPA. So it's a light, all natural, hazy IPA. Now, a lot of times, when you go light, obviously a Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors Light, less flavor than your full-bodied beers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right? They have
perfected,
pumped so much delicious flavor into this beer that if I just told you to drink this and didn't tell you that it was a light beer and it only had 99 calories per can, I don't think you'd believe that it was a low-cal beer. It
smells good.
Also, what makes it awesome? 4.4%. Right?
That's a light beer. This isn't like the Seinfeld yogurt.
No,
issue,
this is not like
right?
the fat-free yogurt.
Yeah.
No, this is 99 calories, only 4.4%. This means you could drink this like water all day long and feel completely
fine. You
know,
one thing, too, about flavorful beers, like I get it's too much for me. It really is. I mean, I know that sounds funny. Like I don't like I couldn't drink that IPA stuff like all day because it just it's
which
a
is
lot.
So weird to me because you love seasoning. Like the I know. Everything bagel isn't too much for you.
I think it's my belly though. Aww. I think you know I got a sensitive belly.
Aww.
This, however, is very good. What's happening?
You little sensitive guy, huh? You little sensitive guy. You're a little sensitive guy. Come here.
No, you're talking to my crotch or my belly.
Yes.
By the way, see what Strodom
wore? I did. You look very good.
Thank you.
Phillies 316.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. I almost wore my Phillies hat, but I need to get a real good Phillies hat. I hate the Phillies hat I have.
We'll have to go to a ball game.
I want a fitted.
I thought you wanted like a Jordy LaForge
no,
glasses.
I don't like the snap.
All right. There you go.
That's
those are
delicious.
Our drinks and our snacks. Let's go through our ratings here. Let's start with your everything bagel ramen.
4.2. Okay.
Your it's just too much. And it's I don't like the mix. I don't like the seasoning. I do like ramen. It's just not for me. It's fun to try. It's just not for me. And I don't think that sound helps. And now the cup of noodle breakfast, which has egg and sausage. And the big turnoff for me, and I know this is going to be sacrilege to you, the syrup. The syrup is too much for me. I think if it was just the eggs and sausage, I could actually see myself eating that. I don't think I'd ever have a breakfast, but I would totally have that for like lunch or
late
night snack.
Eat these for breakfast. Yeah. I think these are great.
It's the syrup brings it down for me. I will give that one a 3. That one I could eat again. If like at the end of the world and that's the only thing left, I would not have a problem.
4.5.
So you like that one better?
I do.
It didn't surprise me. How about your Dr. Pepper with rum chata? Were you as disappointed as I was?
Yeah, I don't.
This is why the dirty soda thing doesn't interest me. Because every time I've had any kind of creamy, milky addition to soda, it just curdles and gets weird.
Like rum chata to me is over ice. Do you know what I mean? Like I like it over ice. I've had it with like, if you add Fireball to it, actually too, it's. I'm serious. Like if you add another liqueur to have it,
yes.
If you add like a peanut, like the peanut butter whiskey,
yeah,
it's very good too.
I've heard you say though, if you had Fireball to that IV drip,
this is this,
it really helps.
This disgusting, awesome, whatever I pulled off the top of this.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
Yeah, it is. I don't like it. I give it.
Yeah, you do.
the rum chata, I can't wait to try. I'm going to try this tonight over ice.
All right, I look forward. I need a report.
But the soda, I give it a 1.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nothing good about it.
Nothing was better by mixing those two things together.
Uh-uh.
It only ruined both of them.
Yeah, not good.
And then finally, the Oreo churros.
I'm trying to think about last week because those were delicious.
Yes, they were.
I don't even know what I remember what I gave, though.
Well, it's a different animal because that's more chocolate. This is more cinnamon.
These are great, too.
And I've never had an Oreo like this before.
I'm going to go 3.5.
See, I'm going to go higher.
Because there's other vanilla wafered ones I think I like better.
It's not a vanilla wafer, though. It's a fried dough-flavored wafer, and I think it does bring a little something. And again, cinnamon is hard, man.
Yeah.
Too much cinnamon can really ruin a thing, and not enough isn't going to do it any justice. I think they got a perfect amount of cinnamon there. I love that. I'm going to give that a 4. I don't think it's as good as a regular Oreo, but we've had plenty of new variances of Oreos that I've not liked as much as this one.
Yeah. What do you give it?
I give 4.
4? Good for you.
Strong score.
Yeah.
And then the Funk Locale 99.
I give that 4.5.
I agree.
It is fantastic.
I agree.
Fantastic. I don't even know why I'm docking a 0.5, to be honest with you, because it's hard to give out 5s.
Yes.
I mean, that was a perfect beer.
It's pretty good.
It is. It's the most flavorful light beer
100%
I've ever had.
Yep. And it doesn't have any like weird aftertaste, and it doesn't leave you wanting more. It's just a really solid IPA. It's just nice that it's only 4.4%.
It's unbelievable because it has, and this sounds weird, it has the IPA flavor without that dank kick in your face that
it's
I don't
so
like.
It's so crisp.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's clean.
No aftertaste.
Very
None.
Clean. We talked about that in the show this week.
No aftertaste.
I don't even care that it's 99 calories. That doesn't interest me all that much. It's the 4.4% that I love. Because people think that, by the way, I got to stop saying that. Just about 8 noodles dropped. You missed your mouth. So Mr. Chopsticks over there, maybe you want to consider a fork.
I don't.
This is like watching you eat at poker. Just... Don't do it. No. All right. Those are our drinks and our snacks here on this episode of the 222 podcast. Were you in on those, like the Winnie the Pooh horror movie?
No, I've seen it.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
No, I didn't watch it.
Well, I'm not going to watch it because I don't like that sort of thing. But they want to make a whole universe surrounding all these characters, which are now coming into the public domain. Because the copyright protections are gone. So they want to make a whole universe with these characters that are known as Disney characters and make horror movies out of them. So they want to create what they're calling the Pooniverse. Let that sink in.
It sunk.
Excuse me. So here are the movies that are planned for the Pooniverse. Can I tell you how many times I said Pooniverse on the air the other day?
Bet.
It's so much fun to say. Try it.
Pooniverse.
You're in the good. It just doesn't disappoint.
No, it doesn't at all.
Here we go. These are the collection of movies that are being planned for the Pooniverse. They're going to do a Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey sequel.
Okay.
Because why not?
Why not?
They're also going to do Bambi the Reckoning. Excuse me, Bambi the Reckoning.
Bambi comes back or like just kills people.
Just comes out for revenge. Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare.
Are these animated or live action?
These are live action, baby.
Okay.
And then this might be my favorite. Because of the double Mino. Uh-huh. Pinocchio unstrung. Because he's no longer a puppet.
Yeah.
And he's
unstrung. A real boy. He's a real boy.
And he's unstrung.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know. Is he going around? Does he like, do you think he whittles his nose to a point and then just goes around telling lies and just impaling people?
Oh, yeah. I think he like gets real close and he goes, I like you. And his nose goes right through their eye.
Like we'd have him as a guest on the show. And, he would just look at me and go, you're very talented.
Yeah. And it goes, it impales you and Bob.
Yep. Well, you're going to take us both out of our misery. Yeah. If you're going to do that, though, take Bob first. Because if you take me out first, the misery for him is already gone.
Yeah. And you want you to, I think you need to like take out both your knees first. I would make you suffer. I don't want to be quick for you.
Here's how I know you're not lying. Because I sent you the article about the new coconut Dr. Pepper, and you've already called dibs on bringing it to the show.
Yeah, I'm looking actively.
Well, not now.
Oh, I made a call out. My people are looking for
your
it.
Your people?
Mm-hmm.
Your people at Target?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still work at Target?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
Once in a while. Just for
whenever they
S&M gigs.
Whenever they really need the pros.
I like the discount.
Who doesn't?
I mean, you know. But yeah, I have my people at Target looking for it, and my people, my other people looking for it, my publicist, my manager.
I look forward to
She's out looking for it right now.
I look forward to being disgusted by it.
I can't wait.
It's going to be awful. All right, Robbie, well, you have a wonderful weekend. You got any plans? Because like I said, I got nothing.
Opening day of baseball is tomorrow.
Cheers.
Pitchers and pitchers, not throwing.
I was with
Team
you.
Pitchers.
Pictures.
And first game tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
This should be a nice day.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Much like last night or two nights ago, going to be a lot of flipping back and forth. Got Phillies and Sixers. Game one of their series with the Knicks, both at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
We are going to have a fire pit. I'm going to get the outside projector up. We're going to watch SmackDown outside.
Tomorrow night?
While roasting some wieners.
Oh, it's tonight, you mean?
Tonight. No, yes, tonight. I mean,
tonight.
Sorry.
Very cool. I'm going to try to watch the crappy 90-minute version of Raw.
Yeah, it's bad.
And
Raw was great.
I know I'm going to miss. They're going to leave out stuff that I definitely want to see, which sucks.
Main event.
I'm going to try to watch SmackDown either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
SmackDown tonight, yeah.
All right, well, enjoy it. I'm looking forward to getting outside a little bit, too. I'm glad the rain kind of held off. It looked like it was supposed to have rain all weekend earlier in the week, but now looks like the weather's going to be pretty decent.
Looks good.
All right, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, there we go. I had to get it. Sometimes you just got to get the evil out.
I'm going to go back to my ramen.
This is the end of my career.
Thank God.
My favorite part is no one's going to hear any of this. They will turn the thing off right after we say goodbye.